time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome to Bearcat Arena, the site of the Central Regional Tournament. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcats coming in as the number one seed take a 27-3 record into tonight's game with the Minnesota State Mankato Mavericks. Minnesota State comes in as the eighth seed. They're 22-9 on the year coming into this matchup. Morning, Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey. Kramer Sansone is our studio engineer. And Matt Tritton, we have a great crowd filing in for this game tonight.
Yeah, we got to see it last year when Northwest hosted the Central Region for the first time ever. How the fans came out, supported the Bearcats, really backed them well, and packed this place, sellout crowd. We're seeing that once again this evening as, man, there is not an empty seat in the house, except for maybe where the band's filling in, and they just haven't sat down all the way yet. I mean, it's packed here at Bearcat Arena. It's going to be a tremendous atmosphere for this first-round game in the NCAA tournament.
This is the first game of the evening session here at Bearcat Arena. The winner of this will face the winner of the final matchup tonight. That will match up Missouri Southern and Southwest Minnesota State. Matt, so far it's been a good tournament for the Northern Sun Conference. St. Cloud State earlier this afternoon defeated Southern Nazarene and upset their seed-wise as St. Cloud State, the number six seed, knocked off the number three seed Southern Nazarene 81-68. And the final game of the afternoon session saw Northern State knock out an MIAA team in Washburn 93-73.
Well, I think you're just seeing the depth of the Northern Sun, and over the years we've gotten to see that as the Bearcats playing teams from up there throughout the region tournament each of the last however many years, dating back to 2014, whenever they ended up falling in Minnesota State in the region championship game. But when you look at Southern Nazarene, their team that was competing for a chance to host the region throughout much of the season coming in, and they got beat by a team that was, you know, a little bit further down the standing in the NSIC in St. Cloud State. So it's showing the depth right now, and you really can't take an 8 seed in this region lightly if it's Minnesota State, because the size, the scoring ability, they bring a lot to the table.
This segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We'll be back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. For more info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest and Minnesota State going through their pregame warmups in front of a packed house here at Bearcat Arena in the opening round of the Central Region for both of these teams. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, the big story on the men's side for Northwest, going without Justin Fitz tonight.
Yeah, the defending NABC National Player of the Year. the reigning MIAA MVP, the MIAA Tournament Most Outstanding Player. He's been battling foot injuries throughout the season and even overcame those to come in and play really well in the first two basketball games in the MIAA Tournament last weekend. So to lose him, especially once you get into the NCAA Tournament, that is a huge blow for Northwest Missouri State. But as we're talking off the air, you look at the talent up and down for Northwest Missouri State and just the size of the lineup the Bearcats can have with Xavier Kurth, Chris Ndow, Brett Doherty, Ryan Welty, and Joey Wittes out in your starting five. That's still pretty impressive. You still have a lot of guys that can go out and get it done. It's just a matter of where's the confidence level without the best player in the nation on the floor.
Another storyline for tonight's game that the Bearcats trying to downplay, Joey Wittes, who transfers to Northwest this year from Minnesota State. In his first round game of the NCAA Division II tournament, he gets to face his old teammates.
Yeah, that's something they downplayed a lot. Didn't want it to become a distraction throughout. Of course, then Justin Pitts being out becomes a distraction in its own right. But I think this is one where they're saying, you know what? No ill will on either side. Just go out, play your basketball game, and have fun. And Joey knows these guys, friends on both sides of the ball for him tonight. So I think this is one they're going to put in the back of their minds, not even worry about, and just try to go out and get W.
And for Minnesota State, a couple players that have been at Bearcat Arena in the past, that being Charlie Brown, their guard. He's a transfer to Minnesota State out of Missouri Southern and a Joplin native. Also, Isaac Kurer, who gets some playing time for Minnesota State, a 6'10 senior out of Harrisonville, Missouri. He also transfers in from Missouri Southern. So they got a couple guys that have played maybe not in an atmosphere quite like this, but they've been here at Bearcat Arena in the past.
Yeah, they have a chance to kind of talk to their teammates, tell them what it's about. And we know Charlie Brown is a guy that can come out and make some plays. I've seen him in the past. And after getting up down to Minnesota State and leading them in scoring, he's even that much better of a ball player out there. So it'll be tough, but this is kind of what you expect to get to the first round of the tournament.
It's the Bearcats and Mavericks. We'll be back here from the head coach of Northwest Missouri State, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame before this evening's matchup for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats with Minnesota State in the opening round of the Central Region Tournament here at Bearcat Arena, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, this is what you guys play for to get into the national tournament, and you got your first round game here tonight.
Yeah, it's exciting to host, obviously. Wish we were full go, but we're going to compete, and it's nice to be at home, obviously, and we'll have a good crowd, and it should be a fun atmosphere.
Coming off a hard-fought tournament last week in the MIAA tournament, a few days off to get ready for today.
Yeah, I guess. It seems like yesterday when we played, but you know, I think that'll help our rhythm versus some of the NSIC teams. And so we got enough rest. We'll be ready.
And the second year that you've had a chance to host this regional, how does that help you in preparing for tonight?
Not sure. We'll find out tonight. I think that it just, you know, we've been in a lot of regionals, so we prepare similar each year. But, you know, hopefully our guys will have a heightened awareness and play present and kind of stay in the moment. That's the big thing when you have such a big crowd.
You've got Minnesota State tonight. Just talk a little bit about what they bring to the floor.
Talent. They're just like Pitt State. A lot of talent. You know, shoot bad shots, tough shots, make bad shots. You know, fairly athletic, and so again, we're gonna have to just find ways to score. I think our defense will probably be better than usual, and that's how we're gonna have to win.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back at the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, prior to the opening round of the Central Regional matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Minnesota State. Northwest at 27-3, and Minnesota State coming in with a 22-9 record. The noise you hear in the background, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats coming back out onto the floor after going down to the locker room for some final words from head coach Ben McCollum. We mentioned a little bit earlier, Northwest scoring without Justin Pitts tonight. He's not dressed, so Northwest going with a bit of a taller lineup. He'll be starting at one of the guards, Xavier Kurth, a 6'4 senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also, Chris Ebelwendow, a 6'7 senior out of Stavanger, Norway, averaging 14 points and 8 boards. He's fifth in the NCAA in rebounding coming into the postseason. And another guard is Joey Wittes. We talked about Joey a little bit earlier. 6'7 junior out of Tannhausen, Minnesota. A transfer to the Bearcats from Minnesota State. He's averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds a contest. And another guard, Ryan Welty, a 6'8 sophomore out of Parkville, Missouri, and Park Hill South, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. And inside is Brett Doherty, 6'7 senior out of Omaha, averaging just over 10 points and 3 rebounds a contest. He's a third-team All-MIAA performer and All-MIAA defensive team member coming off of this season. Now for Minnesota State, they'll go with a four-guard, one-forward lineup. At one guard is Cole Harper, a 6'5 junior out of Springfield, Illinois, averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds a game. He's the only player in this lineup for Minnesota State that played Northwest in the last meeting back in 2016 in the Central Regional matchup there. He had 8 points and 6 rebounds against Northwest in that game and played 32 minutes. He started all 31 games this year. Charlie Brown, transferring from Missouri Southern to Minnesota State, a 6'1 senior out of Joplin, Missouri, averaging nearly 17 points and 3 rebounds a contest. And he's their leading scorer. He started all 31 games as an All-Northern Sun performer this past season. Now for Minnesota State, also in the starting lineup is Kevin Krieger, a 6'6 sophomore out of Plainfield, Illinois. All-NIC first-team member, averaging 16 points and 6 rebounds a game. He's also started off 31 games for the Mavericks. And at a guard is Chris Kendricks, a 6'5 senior out of Springfield, Missouri, and a transfer from Missouri State out of Springfield. He's averaging 12 points and 7 rebounds a game. He's also started off 31 games for Minnesota State coming into today's game. Four of the five starters for Minnesota State and Coach Matt Morgenthaler have started this season. So started every game this season. Dennis Northwest and Minnesota State. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena on the Northwest Missouri State campus in Maryville. It's a Central Region opening round game, Northwest Missouri State and Minnesota State. The winner from this one will move into the semifinals tomorrow and face the winner of our final game tonight, which will have Southwest Minnesota State facing Missouri Southern. Well, chances pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Now
For Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer, Kramer Sansone. We'd like to welcome a new station to the Bearcat Radio Network this evening, KCWJ out of Blue Springs and Kansas City at 10:30 a.m. Joining our network of stations, which includes our flagship station, KXCV in Maryville, KRNW in Chillicothe, KKWK in Cameron, and KMA in Shenandoah. So again, I want to thank all of the listeners along our affiliates that line here this evening coming into this game. They've been with us all season long. And again, want to welcome KCWJ to the Bearcat Radio Network for tonight's game.
They're going to get a good one this evening as well. Opening round of the NCAA tournament, a packed house, a fantastic atmosphere here for Northwest Missouri State basketball. And as we've seen earlier in the day, some good basketball games. The NSIC came prepared. They already have two teams in the semifinal on the other side of the bracket, so hopefully the Bearcats can find their way to knock off another one of those NSI teams and get themselves into the round of 32 as well.
Northwest has won the last three meetings between Northwest and Minnesota State. The last time they met in the 2016 Central Regional. And for Northwest, they've got five players dressing up for today's game that were on the floor in that game, but one of those was wearing the purple of Minnesota State, being Joey Wittes.
Yeah, Joey, early on in his career, got to see what it was like for Northwest Missouri State, that culture that Ben McCollum has built, except he saw it on the other side as a member of that Minnesota State basketball team. They suffered an 82-60 loss in that basketball game. Now switching over and really taking on a big role for this Northwest Missouri State basketball team, as he has really amped up his scoring as the season's gone along and found his way within this offense. Comes in averaging nearly 12 points per game, 3 rebounds as well. His defense has really come a long way, and when the Bearcats need a bucket, he's found a way to, whether it's posting up, stepping outside, knocking down a three, he's really become a key contributor for Northwest.
Minnesota State, the number 8 seed at 22-9. They defeated Minot State in overtime in the Northern Sun at quarterfinals, then lost to Northern State in the semifinals 79-78. Playing good basketball coming into this tournament. Northwest winners of the MIAA regular season for the fifth straight year, and they picked up their third straight tournament title this past Sunday with a win over Washburn as they come into this matchup.
Yeah, and the Bearcats hang their hat on a couple different things that you can still see in this basketball game even without Justin Pitt suiting up, and that is they play fantastic defense, only allowing right at 59.8 points per game, the best in the nation, and they only turn over 8.7 times per ball game as well. Those two numbers, tops in NCAA Division II, so if they can put those together while on the other side, Minnesota State has had trouble stopping teams, could be a good recipe for Northwest.
Bearcats coming out of midcourt in their white home jerseys due to being the top seed, wearing the white jerseys. And for Minnesota State, purple uniforms with white numerals trimmed in yellow. Brett Doherty will jump center for Northwest. And the tip is up and is controlled by Northwest as they go from our left to our right, running the tip over Cameron Kirksey. Kirth into the front court, looks left side, finds Endell. High post right side for Doherty. Okay, man-to-man defense out of Minnesota State. Now to Welty through the lane. Comes to a halt, finds Kirth. Hooks the pass right side for Wittes. Cross court left side for Endell. Shot clock at 10 seconds. Bounce pass to the baseline left, Doherty. Fakes left, goes right up front, left Wittes with the long three attempt. Misses the mark, and the rebound inside for Minnesota State. Across the timeline, Harper. Scoops to the left side for Kendricks. Now out front is Brown. Looks on the left wing, gets it to Cole Harper. Back to Charlie Brown, the former Missouri Southern player. Goes to the right wing, Krieger. Lost the handle on it, picked up by Wittes for Northwest. Game still scoreless. Kirth into the front court, left side Welty. Top of the key, Wittes to the right wing. They get it to Kirth, out front and out. High post right side, Doherty. He's picked up defensively by Kirksey. Looks left side for Wittes to the left baseline. The drive on the way, won't go, but a foul. As he went driving left of the lane. Foul coming up on Minnesota State. And picking up that foul. This will be Kevin Krieger. That will be his first foul. First foul of the game. And Joey Wittes going to the free throw line.
Well, playing his former team, Joey trying to call out and make an impact early on. Left that first three-point shot well short, but then comes up with a steal on the other end. Attacks the basket this time around. Got fouled. Heads to the line. First free throw just a bit off. But you have to imagine the atmosphere plus playing against your former team. There are probably a few more butterflies than normal.
Game still scoreless. Wittes with his second on the way. And that one is good. In the win for Northwest over Washburn Sunday in the MIAA championship game in the tournament, Northwest really suffered from the free throw line. They can't struggle like that today. Right side driving is Kirksey, and his shot short off the front of the rim, and Dow with the rebound. He'll bring it across the court from our left to our right. Finds Welty out between the circles. Wittes to the right wing, and Dow. Now to Doherty up front. A touch pass goes to Endell. Winds up left of the lane. To the top of the key. Wittes sets off. Wants the three. Runs out right. Rebound. Welty finds Wittes into the lane. Now left wing, Endell. Left side for Welty. Low post. Posting up with Kirksey. Now to Wittes left wing. To the free throw line. Back to Doherty left side. Doherty spins. Pass Kirksey up with a shot and a foul from behind. Great spin move to the bucket off the left side. Spun around, Kirksey reaches over and picks up the foul. That's his first.
You know, Brett's always been a good defender, but we've seen his post moves really develop throughout his career. Now it's his senior year, his first year, averaging double digits and scoring at 10.4 points, and just a lot more comfortable as he's backing guys down.
Doherty, a 48% shooter at the free throw line, misses the first free throw. A 1-0 Northwest lead over the Mavericks. Brett, a 6'7 senior out of Omaha. Northwest has a team shooting 71.9% at the line. Second one just barely gets to the rim, and he misses both. 1-0 game. Northwest in front of Minnesota State. Brown across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles left side. Between the legs with the dribble. Out front with the right hand on the dribble. Continues to go between the legs. Now finds baseline cutting to the bucket. Harper and goes up, takes the shot off the left side, and banks it in. And it's a 2-1 Maverick lead over the Bearcats. Between the circles, Wittes looks left wing, Kurth. Back to Wittes out front. Right wing for Welty. Looking at a 2-3 zone out of Minnesota State. Welty on the right wing. Bounce pass. Baseline right. Knocked loose and goes out of bounds. They're trying to get it to Doherty, and the block's off the right side. And diving after that was Chris Kendricks. He might have hit a couple of the photographers right behind the basket there. And kind of holding his left, rather his right forearm as he gets up off of that play.
Well, that was a tremendous hustle there by Kendricks, not only to get a piece of the ball and nearly save it in as well. And it just lost his feet from out from under him. Like you said, fell hard on his arm, but bounced up, staying in the ball game.
And Dow inbound baseline right with 12 seconds on the shot clock. 17:35 left in the first half. Doherty out front, looks left side, Welty to the left wing, Kurth. Dribbles to the free throw line, through the lane, right-handed shot, rolls around out, and the rebound pulled away by Kirksey for Minnesota State. Both teams look cold from the field to start this game. Northwest down by 1-2-1 now. Jumper off the right side by Brown, well, rather left side by Brown, misses in the rebound, two and out, and here comes Northwest, left for right. Between the circles, Wittes. One dribble, bounce pass to the free throw line, Kurth takes it in lane, kicks it back left side and down on the wing with the three, off the front of the rim, and the rebound to Kendricks for the Mavericks. Gives it to Brown. He'll take it across midcourt right side. Goes into the right corner with the pass for Harper. Out front left side, Krieger. For Brown on the left wing. Bounce pass low left for Kirksey. Trying to post up with Doherty. Turns, faces the bucket. Takes the jumper from six. Rims around and out in the rebound Northwest. Kirthwell bring it across midcourt. Cats trying to set up the offense again against that 2-3 zone. On the left side, Welty. High left Kurth. Baseline left Doherty. Now to Kurth on the left wing. Top the key, Welty. He had a big tournament down in Kansas City in the MIAA postseason tournament. Off the right side, Endell. Seven on the shot clock, right corner. Wittes takes the three, one go. Some contact, no call on the rebound to Minnesota State on the fast break, thrown away. Kendricks trying to lead Brown on the fast break with a baseball pass that went out of his reach, goes out of bounds and it belonged to Northwest.
Well, Bearcats catching a break there with that turnover and getting some open looks from deep here on the other end facing this 2-3 zone of Minnesota State. And they've done a good job of working the ball around quickly inside out. You can shoot your way out of a 2-3 zone, but Minnesota State, while the Bearcats are cold, going to stay in it.
Minnesota State throughout this year has played a lot of man and a little bit of 2-3 zone, opening up in the 2-3. Indolent Kurth kicks it to left wing. Welty open, takes the three, inch too hard, and long rebound for the elbow right side for Ryan Hawkins, who just checked in. Tries to go to the baseline right for Doherty, and his pass is kicked away by Kendricks. So Northwest will inbound baseline right, 16:01 left in the first half. And a 2-1 Maverick lead over the Bearcats. Into left corner, Hawkins will take the inbound and launch the three, misses it. And the rebound to Kirksey for Minnesota State. Out of Brown into the front court to the top of the key. Looks left wing for Carlos Anderson, who's checked in. He drives around in Dow and misses the layup. And the rebound Kurth for Northwest. Both teams cold from the floor early on. Northwest 0-7 and Minnesota State 1-5. On the left wing, Welty. Dribbles between the circles, looks left for Doherty. Trying to post up now with Krieger. Right side and down on the wing. The three rims around and out. And the rebound pulled away by Krieger for the Mavericks. That one's about three-quarters of the way in and popped out. On the left side, Kendricks launches a three for Minnesota State. Misses, but crashing the board as Kirksey puts it back up and in off the glass. Cameron Kirksey makes it a 4-1 Maverick lead over the Bearcats with 15-10 left in the first half. And down to the free throw line, left side, Welty. To the baseline, left, Hawkins. Takes one dribble. Now left sideline, Welty out to the top for Endow. But Welty left side to Hawkins in the left corner. Expires the dribble out front left for Welty. Dribbles top the key. Left side for Hawkins. Baseline left gets it to Doherty. Skip pass out front right. Welty into the right corner and down with the three. Atop the front of the rim. And another rebound for Minnesota State. Anderson corrals that one. Mavericks doing a good job limiting Northwest to just one shot down the floor as Anderson went driving through the lane to reach in foul coming up on Northwest. And this one will go against Xavier Kurth. And he'll pick up his first foul. And the Bearcats first as well. Breaking the action with 14:40 left in the first half. It's Minnesota State 4, Northwest Missouri State 1. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
4-1 game, Minnesota State in front of Northwest. The Mavericks with it out of the timeout. Brown to the right wing. Now wants to drive on Doherty. Kicks it left side for Anderson. Out top, Brown once again. 8 seconds on the shot clock as Brown drives on Doherty. Stops, plus the handle on the ball as Doherty knocks it loose. Picks it back up with 3 seconds on the shot clock. His shot barely grazes the rim, and the rebound into lane goes to Kurth in Northwest.
Well, credit Doherty there after the switch, staying on the smaller guard in Charlie Brown. A quick player there and able to play good defense. The Bearcats get the ball back.
Welty off the right side. Top of the key, Kurth finds Quittis. Looks on the left wing. Welty scores up. Wants the long three. It rattles around and out. Rebound into Lane Brown for Minnesota State. Cats struggling from the field now. 0 of 10 at this juncture and trailing 4-1. Fortunately for Northwest, Minnesota State a bit cold as well. Kirksey out front. Looks left side on the wing for Krieger. Drives the lane. Lays it up and in as he went through a couple Bearcats and has the easy layup. A 6-1 lead for the Mavericks. Quittis to take it to the top of the key. Out front, left side, Hawkins to the left wing, Welty. High left side for Kurth in the left corner. Top of the key, Hawkins thought about the three. And a reach-in foul coming up on Brown. Charlie Brown will pick up his first foul. Northwest down by 5, 6-1 with 13:26 left in the first half. Welty to inbound with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Goes to Wittes. On the left side for Hawkins, high post left Doherty. Now to Hawkins, left corner, launches the three. This one way too hard, and the rebound to Minnesota State. Jamal Nixon, who checked in during that break, comes up with the board. Northwest continues to struggle from the field. They just need to get that first one to fall. Right side, Kirksey, out front, left Nixon. Eyes on Hawkins as he drives, coming over the help side with Swittis, and he'll pick up the foul, reaching in. That'll be Joy's first foul. And Dow to come into the game. Hawkins to the sideline. Also, Cole Harper comes back in for the Mavericks.
Minnesota State has to be thrilled right now. A packed crowd all wearing green, and Minnesota State has been able to keep them quiet throughout. 7 minutes in, still no field goals for the Cats.
Harper with the left side. Gives it to Anderson. Dribbles to the top of the key. Sets up. Wants the jumper just inside the arc. It rolls around and in. Carlos Anderson with the two-pointer out front. It's an 8-1 Maverick lead. Northwest still yet to hit a field goal. On the right side, Welty. One dribble goes out to Endowed. To the free throw line, Kurth. Quick pass right side, Welty. Baseline right, Doherty. Posting up now with Nixon. Spins on the baseline right. Now goes left side on the skip pass. Find Wittes. A three is good from the left wing. Roy Wittes knocks down the three. Makes it an 8-4 game with 12:23 left in at the first half. Now officials stop play. Come over to the scorer's table.
I think they didn't have the shot clock quite right, so they're going to get back there and reset at 28 now instead of 24 seconds.
12:22 left in the half. Cole Harper to the top of the key. Bounce pass high post right for Nixon. Now across left side, Krieger with the jumper. It's good. A three from the left side. Krieger with 5 points. He's got a three-point shooter. Came into this game with 118 on the year, including one that helped send the team to overtime in the Northern Sun tournament. Baseline right, Doherty. Posting up with Krieger. Dribbles to the free throw line. Into the right corner, Wittes. Enjoy with the drive. Stops. Finds left corner. Wide open, Welty. Takes the three. Rattles around and out. The tip in attempt by Kurth won't go, and it caroms out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest.
Man, got that first one to go from Wittes a moment ago, but still can't quite get the lid up there for Welty.
Breaking the action. 11:44 left in the first half. It's Minnesota State 11, Northwest Missouri State 4. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Now the timeout, a turnover by Northwest. Driving Harper misses the layup, and the rebound Anderson for Minnesota State. Cats down 11-4 early in this one, 11:27 left. Harper between the circles. Now drives through the lane on Hawkins. His layup is good. Tough start to this game for Northwest. Down 13-4 with 11:14 left in the half. Wittes off the left side. Again, Northwest playing without Justin Fitz, out with that foot injury suffered in the second half against Washburn Sunday afternoon. Doherty out front left as he goes with the pass to Wittes. Bumped and a foul coming up on Minnesota State. Harper picks up the foul. That'll be his first. Foul on the fourth, so Northwest will inbound baseline left. Fourth team foul on the Mavericks. Inbound left corner, Doherty. Now to Wittes. They swing it right side, Hawkins. Still looking at that 2-3 zone that Northwest has struggled with tonight. At the elbow, Doherty out front for Wittes. Right side for Kurth. Now to free throw line, Doherty. Down the lane he goes. Stripped out of his hands, and it is picked up by Minnesota State on the fast break. Anderson finds Harper, tries to go behind the back with a pass, and goes right to Joey Wittes of the Bearcats. Harper getting a little 2-2 for his own good that time. A 13-4 Maverick lead. Wittes through the lane as he drives. Knocked to the floor, and a foul coming up on the Mavericks.
Well, much needed drive there. The Bearcats really haven't got hardly any shots in the paint to this point other than Brett Doherty a little early on, so they can find a way to attack and get in there. hit a layup or two, get fouled, get to the free throw line, and then work their way back out. They'll go a long way.
Kendricks picks up a foul. His first gets Wittes back to the free throw line, and his free throw misses. Boy, free throws have been an adventure for Northwest as this season has gone along. Doherty and Hawkins to the sideline. Welty and Tyler Doherty into the ballgame for the Bearcats. Tyler, the younger brother of Brett Doherty. Second one on the way, and Joy has that one fall. 6 points for Joy in this one. 5 points for Doherty, I should say, in this one. And he has all five of the Bearcat points, 13-5. Off the left side, Nixon tries to go low for Isaac Kruer just entered the ballgame, and he's fouled. This one will go on Northwest. This will go on Tyler Doherty. Picks up his first. 13-5. Northwest Missouri State trails. Kruer takes the inbound out near the elbow on the left side. High post right. The pass for Kendricks. Now to Harper between the circles. Fires his dribble. Goes cross court right for Anderson. He'll guide the lane on Wittes. The runner good. And a 15-5 lead for the Mavericks. Northwest down by 10. 10 minutes left in the first half. Cats ice cold from the field. Wittes goes cross court left and out. He'll drive through the lane. Kicks the right side. Wittes open on the wing. The three. Got it. And Wittes with 8 points. All 8 of the Bearcat points. A timeout by Minnesota State. 15-8. Northwest Missouri State trailing Minnesota State. And we'll be back and have more for you right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Northwest Missouri State shooting just 14% from the field, 2 of 14. Meanwhile, Minnesota State 7 of 14 for 50%. Northwest down 15-8. And the Mavericks with it out of a timeout. Charlie Brown back into the ballgame. Takes it top the key. High post right side for Kruer. They were teammates at Missouri Southern. Now through the lane. The drive by Krieger misses. Fight for the rebound. Tyler Doherty tips it out front for Kruer. He's hit from behind. Chris Kendricks trying to come down the court on defense. Just unfortunately ran, or at least unfortunately for Minnesota State, fortunately for Northwest, ran into the back of Tyler Doherty, who just stopped in front of him. And he'll pick up the foul. Number two on Kendricks, number six for the Mavericks. 15-8, Northwest Missouri State trails. And Dow will inbound to Wittes, and he'll take it across midcourt left side. In this first half, Northwest going from our left to our right. Wittes on the drive through the lane, and banks it up and in as he put it up and in over Kruer. It's Joey Wittes, 10, and Minnesota State, 15. A 15-10 game. Xavier Kurth at midcourt. Trying to get the Bearcat fans on their feet and get them going as the Cats are on defense. High post clear right side. Bearcats fans making noise for the first time tonight. Anderson left side to the baseline. Drives on in Dow. Fade away won't go. And in Dow clears the rebound for Northwest. Cats are trailed by 10, down by 5 with 8:53 left in the first half. Wittes on the left wing. Works a screen by Tyler Doherty. Out front Kurth. Right side. Gets it 2 and Dow. Again, looking at the 2-3 zone, Minnesota State has played with this first half. Down right wing, left side for Wittes. Shot clock's at 9 seconds. Bounce pass to the left corner. There's Endow. Goes up with the three. Rims around and out on the rebound inside. Anderson for Minnesota State. Clears it across midcourt. Scoops the pass right side. Brown back to Anderson out front right. Dribbles between the circles. Gives it to Brown once again. Drives right sideline on Doherty to the baseline. Stops, pops, fade away, and a whistle before the shot. They're going to call a charge on Brown. Kind of pushed off before going up with that shot and picks up the foul. That's his second. Doherty for Doherty. Now as Brett Doherty checks into the ballgame, Tyler goes to the sideline.
Well, you're feeling that defensive intensity. picking up for Northwest Missouri State, really making Minnesota work each time down the floor. Now it's just a matter of keeping that momentum going by having some good offensive possessions, getting some of these shots to fall.
15-10, Northwest Missouri State trails. Wittes out front, looks left side for and out. Gets a screen by Kurth, takes it through the lane, bounce pass goes out of bounds. Wanted to get it to Doherty. Doherty didn't cut toward the block off the left side. He's trying to go and position up for a rebound, and the ball goes out of bounds. 15-10, Northwest trails. And the Bearcat fans trying to make some noise. It's a capacity crowd at Bearcat Arena for this matchup with the Mavericks. Harper into the front court, scoops the handoff to Anderson, who will take it top of the key. Reaching in was Brett Doherty, knocks the ball loose, but Anderson controls. Wants to go one-on-one with Doherty, drives the lane right side, misses the shot, rebound tipped by Indell, picked up by Wittes for Northwest.
Man, Brett has great defense in the post against fellow forwards, but he's hanging with the guards pretty well for Minnesota State.
Wittes left side and down the wing, nothing but net. And Northwest is pulled within two. 15-13, Northwest trailing, and another timeout by Minnesota State as they get the ball to midcourt. 7:24 left in the first half. Northwest down 15-13 to the Mavericks. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Mavericks with it out of the timeout. Northwest is pulled within two, 15-13. Out front, Kirksey for Minnesota State, and inside a foul coming up on Northwest away from the ball. And the foul will be on Ryan Welty. That's his first. Officials for today's game, Ed Crenshaw along with David Steves, along with John Yorkovich and Brad Ferry. Inbound high post right side, Kirksey brings it out front, Harper. Dribbles to the right wing, picked up by Brett Doherty to the top of the key, Nixon. Goes into the lane, did a little turnaround jumper from 5 feet out, and missed by Kirksey. Northwest with the rebound. A chance to tie or take the lead. Northwest is trailed by 10 in this first half. Down by 2. Wittes in the lane. Kicks a right wing. Welty open. Takes a 3 off the front of the rim. The putback is good as Indell crashes the board. And we're tied at 15. 6:40 left in the first half. On the left side, Anderson. Between the circles, Kirksey looks right with it. Krieger. Low right for Anderson. Turns, takes the jump over and down. One go. Welty tips it a couple times in the air and a whistle coming up and a foul on Minnesota State. They're going to say the ball just goes out of bounds as it was Krieger fighting with Welty and the ball goes off of Krieger. I thought they might catch Krieger for a reach over, but Bearcats will get it as they'll take it left to right in this first half. This game tied up at 15.
It's amazing how things turn. The Bearcats shooting the ball so poorly. Now on a 10-0 run, a chance to take the lead.
Wittes between the circles. Looks left side, Kurth. Out front and down. High post left, Brett Doherty. Trying to find a cutter. Takes one dribble. Hands off to Indell. Out front. Dribbles to the left wing. Now with the drive. Spins the lane and gets a stick out of his hands as he went flying through the lane. And the foul on Minnesota State and Cole Harper. That will be his second foul.
And if you see the Bearcats hit a couple shots, Minnesota State switching back to the man-to-man defense that time. And that freeing up Chris Endow to get in the paint and get fouled head of the line.
71% shooter this year. First one on the way. Too hard. What? Just contagious, it seems like, with this team.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This is a guy that stepped up and hit some big ones down the stretch. The MIAA championship, 6-for-6 in those final minutes to get the Bearcats ahead of Washburn. But he's had his struggles here and there.
And the second one's good. Guilty to the bench and Hawkins into the game for Northwest. Cats with their first lead, 16-15. On the left side, Anderson, low left for Krieger. Spins, fade away from six off the left side. Rattles around and out. And the rebound goes to Endow for Northwest. Cats trying to build on their one-point lead. Hawkins left sideline between the circles. Wittes looks on the right side. Kurth now to Wittes out front. Trying to get a screen by Thorley. Takes the three instead. Won't go. Crashing the board was Endow on the baseline. Lots of season, keeps it inbounds. And chasing it out front is Wittes. Free throw line, Doherty, quick pass to Kurth into the right corner. Hawkins open to three, too hard, and the long rebound in the left corner chased down by Harper for the Mavericks. A one-point Bearcat lead. Harper into the front court, looks right side, Nixon. Dribbles between the circles. Left wing pass, Anderson, guarded by Wittes, out of the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Now to Nixon out front. Jamal Nixon takes the jump over. Doherty misses right, and the rebound in now inside. Nobody but Bearcats inside for the rebound. A one-point Northwest lead, 16-15. They trail by 10 in this first half. Now back to the 2-3 zone out of the Mavericks. Left side, Endow. Bounce pass, left corner, Hawkins. Endow, left sideline. Drives the lane as he drives inside. Coming over to help out was Nixon. He should pick up the foul. Jamal Nixon picks up his first. That's the ninth team foul on Minnesota State. So Endow goes back to the free throw line. Northwest 3-of-8 at the line this evening.
Right now, it's just finding a way to capitalize on some of these opportunities from the free throw line to the second chance points as well. Only two so far, but the Bearcats have 5 offensive boards. If they can put some of that together, they can build this lead.
16-15, Northwest in front of the Mavericks. Opening round game of the Central Regional Tournament here at Bearcat Arena. And Dow's first free throw is good. Cats up by 2, 17-15. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And now hits the second free throw. And Northwest up 18-15. Anderson out front, dribbles right on Hawkins off his foot. And Anderson keeps it, but it's knocked away by Hawkins once again. And now a bump end. Foul coming up on Hawk that time.
I think you definitely had Carlos Anderson frustrated after knocking the ball loose a couple times. But my got a little greedy by trying to rip that one away and got called for the reach.
Northwest on a 13-0 run. They're up 18-15. Carlos Anderson looks left wing. Fakes left, goes right, pulls up, free throw line jumper, it rims around, out, and the rebound, Hawkins for Northwest. Gives it to Endow. And Chris across midcourt right side, Kirk between the circles, trying to get a screen out front by Doherty. Looks on the right wing, Endow, trying to motion Welty to move along the baseline. He does, going right to left. Now low right side, Doherty. Posting up with Kendrick. Kicks it out top to Keith Kurth. Back to Doherty. Low post right side. Takes it in the lane. Left-hander shot blocked away, but a foul coming up. First, he got the block, but I think on his offhand, just kind of pushed him just a bit and will pick up the foul. Check that. They're going to give this on Anderson. They're coming over from the help side, so that'll be Carlos Anderson's first foul. 3:57 left in the half. Northwest in front of Minnesota State, 18-15. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
3:57 left in the first half. Northwest in front of Minnesota State 18-15. Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer, Creamer Sansone. Brett Doherty going to the free throw line. Fouled before the timeout. Shooting two. First one good. So Northwest Virginia hit a few free throws here.
And finally, someone other than Joey Wittes and Chris Endow scoring points. They hit Chris with 8, Wittes with 10, and Brett to the line.
This is the second free throw and the rebound to the Mavericks. 19-15, Bearcat lead. 3:50 left in the first half. Harper out to the top of the key. Anderson and away from the ball. Whistle the fouls. They go with a quick pass into the lane. They got it to Krieger and a foul coming up on Northwest. Kurth will pick up a foul. Xavier with his first. So Cole Harper will inbound baseline left. 21 seconds on the shot clock. 3:47 left in the first half. Inbound goes to Kurtz. Now to Harper between the circles. Dribbles right side, pulls up, out front, Anderson, looks on the left wing, Nixon, goes low left side, Krieger, and Wasson, a double dribble. Cats will get it off the turnover. 19-15, Northwest Missouri State in front, 3.5 minutes left in the first half. Kurth, left side, and Dow, between the circles, Wittes. Off the right side, Kurth, low right, Doherty, posting up with Kirksey. Now front right, there's Welty. That three rims out right, and the rebound inside pulled down by Kirksey for the Mavericks. That's up 19-15. Just over 3 minutes left in the first half. Harper, high post right, Nixon. Expires his dribble, finds Krieger cutting through the lane, and the layup is good, driving on Doherty. A 19-17 game, Northwest Missouri State holding on to the lead. Wittes out between the circles as Northwest in this first half goes left to right from their vantage point. Welty Alvaweeb brings it to Doherty out front, left side and down. Gets a screen by Doherty down the lane. He goes on the right side. Has the ball stripped out of his hands by Jamal Nixon. Nixon across midcourt to the left of the lane and dribbles to the left wing. Out front, left side, Harper. 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Krieger down the lane with the drive. Ball on the baseline. Out of bounds of the Washington Northwest. As Wittes came over and did a very good job on the play. Slid over and forces a charge. Kevin Krieger picks up his second foul. Northwest holding on to a 2-point lead. Northwest had a run of 14-0 before that last field goal by Minnesota State. Cats up 19-17. Brett Doherty to the sideline. Ryan Hawkins into the game. Also in for Minnesota State is Isaac Kruer. And he's a transfer from Missouri Southern along with Charlie Brown in this Minnesota State lineup. Minnesota State in the 2-3 zone. Off the right side, Welty on the wing. Out front, Wittes. The Welty right side. The Wittes cross court left. Now on the left wing and out. Wittes out front. Dribbles to the free throw line. Trying to find Hawkins cutting the baseline underneath the basket. Couldn't hold on to the pass. Out of bounds. Over block to Minnesota State. And Brett Doherty, after a brief rest, back in the game.
That's one thing the Bearcats have done well without your starting point guard on the floor. They've taken care of the ball pretty well. Only 3 turnovers in the half up until that point before that one gets thrown away. 2:04 left to play. But taking care of the basketball, playing good defense, kind of the hallmark for this team.
Hawkins to the sideline as Doherty re-enters the ball game. Harper, left side, to the left baseline, and finds Anderson, who slams it down with 2 hands. Anderson with 5, now 6 points off the bench, ties the game back up at 19. Cats trailed by 10 early in the half. Wittes on the left wing, out front, Kurt. Looks right side and down. High post right for Wittes. Out front for Endell. Back to Wittes, right side, wide open in front of the Maverick bench. Launches the three, misses it. Rebound will go out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest as it was tipped out of bounds by Cole Harper. really fought with his own teammate in Kerr trying to come up with that rebound. So Northwest, with this game tied up at 19, will inbound baseline left, 1:27 left in the first half. The inbound left side, Doherty, between the circles, Wittes, looks right side, Kerr. Now Dindell off the left wing. Steps back at the dribble between the circles, high post left, Doherty, left side for Wittes. He'll take it free throw line into the right corner, Welty. Out front for Endow. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Sets up. Wants the long three. Rattles around. Out. And Kerr with the rebound for the Mavericks. They slowed things up. Cole Harper looks over at his sideline. Comes into the front court with the dribble. Hands off for Anderson. Cross court right. Nixon. And gets it to Harper. Just came inbounds after stepping out of bounds on that sideline. This dribble slow away by Wittes. Out it goes to Endow. Anderson back on defense, and Northwest will set up their offense. Right side on the wing, Welting. 37 seconds left in the half. There's 20 seconds on the shot clock. Wittes out front with the dribble left against the 2-3 zone. Fires the dribble, finds Welting in the right wing, gives it to Kurth. Left-handed pass out front for Wittes with 9 seconds on the shot clock. 23 on the game clock. Wittes spins down the lane, left side, banks it in, hits it. Wittes with 12 points in the first half. Northwest up 21-19. 14 seconds left in the half. Cole Harper will walk it at midcourt. Met by Kurth. We're down to 6 seconds. Right side Anderson. Down to 3 seconds. Anderson steps back. Wants the 3 over Kurth. As the buzzer sounds and nothing but net as he knocks down the shot. Big bucket by Carlos Anderson to end the first half for Minnesota State and gives them a 1-point lead going into the locker room. It's Minnesota State 22, Northwest Missouri State 21. And as we go to halftime here, the officials coming over to take a look at that shot to see if it got off in time. We'll go to a break here. 22-21, Minnesota State in front of Northwest. Back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving Nottoway County residents and employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. The credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Back at Bearcat Arena, we're at the half of an opening round game of the Central Region Tournament. Northwest Missouri State down by 1 to Minnesota State 22-21. With Matt Tritton, I'm Sean Coffey. Kramer Sansone is our studio engineer. Matt Tritton, Northwest overcame just cold shooting to start this game, but came back, had a lead, only to see Minnesota State hit one at the buzzer to go in with a 1-point lead.
Yeah, you can't let that be too disheartening as you head in, because the Bearcats, for as rough as it was, especially offensively, for the first 10 minutes or so of that basketball game, really put themselves in good position with a 14-0 run there to come back and take the lead and battle with Minnesota State down the stretch. So despite that three-pointer, I think you have to feel good with the way you go into halftime. And if you're the Mavericks, I think that you're a little bit stressed out that you opened up a 15-5 lead. The Bearcats were really didn't hit a field goal for the first 7.5 minutes of the basketball game, and they didn't take advantage like they could have. So missed opportunities on both sides. It should be a fun second half.
Northwest down by 1 at halftime, 22-21. When we come back, we'll talk with one of the newest members of the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame, as former Bearcat head men's basketball coach Steve Tatmire is with us. We'll talk to Taft right after this 1-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, we're at the half with Northwest trailing Minnesota State 22-21 in an opening round game of the Central Region Tournament. Joined now by the former Bearcat head men's basketball coach, Steve Tapmeyer. And Tap, before we went to the break, mentioned that one of the newest members of the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. So congratulations on getting that on.
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
And let's just talk a little bit, first of all, about this game. You had a chance to watch the Bearcats a couple times here in the last couple weeks. What do you think about what you're seeing out of the Bearcats?
Oh, I think it's just one of those nights, you know, when you're playing without your best player, and he's from that point guard position. A lot of times it really makes chemistry a little tough, and they've done it a few times this year already, though, so I thought that'd be their advantage. I really thought they had pretty good looks the whole half. They're just in one of those funks. They're having trouble hitting some shots. I think they'll loosen up here in the second half.
Yeah, I think
it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I think we were talking before we went on, too, that this crowd's just kind of waiting to get a little bit of a run going, and I think they're going to really erupt there.
Yeah, I can see a big 10-0, 12-0 run coming somewhere if we hit a couple shots, because you know we're playing good enough defense. We'll get the stops and get a few turnovers and turn them into baskets and let this crowd really catch fire and get it going. It ought to be fun.
As I mentioned, you were inducted into the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame earlier this year, and that's quite an induction class that you went in with. Lee Smith, the former Cardinal, among others, going in, and I imagine that had to be quite a thrill for you to go in with that group.
It was a thrill, but like you said, you look to your left and to your right when you're up at the table, and you kind of felt like a pair of brown shoes with the black tuxedo, you know. It's like, what am I doing here? But it was a nice honor, and it was a nice event that they put on, and it's just a real honor, but having coached and played in the state my whole career, to go into that was pretty special.
Yeah, when you talk about that, you played at Southeast Missouri State, coached at Northwest, of course, at Missouri St. Louis, and assistant here as well as head coach, and again, just a great honor to be able to be recognized over the years for everything you did, both as a player and as a coach in Missouri.
Yeah, I appreciate it, John. There's just, when you do that, I think we talked that night after the event, it's just, you blink and everybody, whoever that guy was that says the older you get, the quicker time goes, is a pretty wise guy. But you look and it doesn't seem that many years ago, but so many, this is such a neat community with so many great fans, and you get back here to see them and had so many great, so many players and staff and support staff like yourself that was involved with so much of it. And it's just really humbling, when you get honored for it, it's just a little piece of you and a lot of other people that helped. And it's just really, we're back here tonight, Lynn and my daughter Andrea and her husband and my grandbaby, we're all here tonight. So it's she's only 6 weeks old, so it's just real special. And we kind of drove around town today with Andrea and reminisced of all the good times we've had in Northwest and what a great community this is.
When you talk about your grandbaby, when you went into the Sports Hall of Fame, it was a pretty big week for you that week.
Yeah, I think I told him that night, or I tried to. I was so nervous, I might not be able to figure out what I was saying, but I said I never thought I would go into it to begin with, and then if I did go in, I didn't think it'd be the second biggest thing to happen to me in that week, and it ended up it very much was, because we're pretty much, Lynn and I are in love with a little 8-pound grandbaby.
Saw you last week out of the MIAA tournament, and it's always good to be honored there as well. But I think one of the things that was nice, you had a chance to get back with a lot of your former players and share some stories last week.
Oh yeah, that's always so much fun to get together with those guys. You just don't get to do it enough, and And I'd like to put a formula on just how much of those stories are true. There's usually some basis for the story, and then the exaggeration just takes over. If it was some practice, we ran 5 sprints. It's already 25 now, you know. So that's what makes it fun. And just like I said, so many quality people. And it's one of those deals when you're young and you're coaching, you know, all you're doing is trying to win games. And the older you get, you take a lot of pride in what kind of lives those guys are leaving after they leave the basketball court and they graduate. And seeing those guys, we got so many guys who've been so successful, family people, you know, as parents and husbands and in their careers. And it's just really neat to get back with them and just love them all.
Cap, before we let you go, just talk over about second half. What do you see out of the second half coming up?
Like I said, I thought we attacked them well, got good looks. We took quite a few threes. Getting to the free throw line probably would help us. We got to convert when we get there, but I think they're going to make us shoot it from the perimeter. But we're playing very, very hard and playing excellent defense and doing all the right things. It's just the game's a lot easier when the ball goes in the basket, and I got a feeling we got good shooters that I think maybe it was just a little tight that half. I think our transfer, Joe, the kid from the camp, Mankato, I'm sure that this game means a little bit extra even to him. So I thought he looked like he started a little tight and then was loosening up as the half went on. I think we're in good shape here.
All right, well, Tapp, good to see you.
Okay, thanks a lot, John.
That's former head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, Steve Tatmar, with us at halftime. We'll come back, check some of the halftime totals for you, and get ready for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Northwest Missouri State down by 1 to Minnesota State, 22-21. Looking at the totals out of this first half, for Northwest Missouri State shooting just 24% from the field, 6 of 25, and only 3 of 21 from three-point range for 14%. This is a team that knocks down three-pointers at just over 40% on the year, second in the MIAA. And 50% at the free throw line, 6 of 12. Minnesota State, 40% from the field, 10 of 25. They're 2 of 6 from three-point range, and they've got to shoot a free throw out of the first half. Northwest out rebounding the Mavericks, 19-17. 5 turnovers for Northwest and 7 for Minnesota State. And for the Bearcats, one player in double figures, that's Jory Wittes with 12. And Minnesota State, no one in double figures. They're paced by Carlos Anderson coming off the bench with 9 points. Winner of this will get the winner of the Southwest Minnesota-Missouri Southern game, which will tip off at 8:15 this evening. The other end of the semifinals are already set. Northern State defeated Washburn 93-73 and St. Cloud State with an upset of number 3 seed Southern Nazarene wins 81-68. So Northern State and St. Cloud State will play in one semifinal tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And again, the winner of this one against the winner of the final game tonight plays at 7:30 tomorrow. Our check at the Central Region, underwritten by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services available at mymosaiclifecare.org. We'll be back. Get ready for the second half right after this timeout as the Bearcats trail by 1, 22-21 to Minnesota State. Back after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Okay. Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
With Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer, Kramer Sansone. It's a one-point game as we go to the second half. Minnesota State 22 and Northwest Missouri State 21. And the Mavericks, after hitting a three to go into the locker room at halftime, will have the ball to start the second half as they'll go from our left to our right. Chris Kendricks will inbound, and he'll give it to Charlie Brown. Picked up a couple fouls, didn't play much of the first half. Dribbles right side on Kurth. Now drives through the lane, stops, pops, and it misses. Oh, it goes in. Hung on the rim and then fell in. So he got the roll, his first bucket of the game. He comes in leading the team in scoring and makes it a 24-21 Maverick lead over the Bearcats. At the free throw line, Kurth looks right side, Wittes. Cross court left, Kurth. Dribbles at the top of the key, looks left side for Endowed. Drives into the lane, the ball knocked out of his hand. Foul coming up, and this will go on Minnesota State. Chris Kendricks will pick up his third foul, and he just immediately turns and goes to the sideline. But he's going to stay into the ballgame. He thought he was going to the bench, but Coach Matt Morgenthaler leads him in. Now he makes the substitution. Here comes Carlos Anderson in, and to the sideline goes Kendricks.
One of those last-second calls, like they looked up and saw the scoreboard, how many fouls are up there, and decided to give him the pull.
Wittes out front, left side, Kurth. 2-3 zone by Minnesota State to start the second half. They stayed in that the first half as well. Northwest opened up the game cold from the field, but went on a 14-0 run to get back in the game. Wittes into the lane, kicks the left side for Kurth. 3 seconds on the shot clock, takes a free-throw line jumper, runs out left, and the rebound in lane, controlled by Anderson for the Mavericks. Northwest down by 3. Brown off the left wing. Out to the top for Nixon. Looks right side for Harper. Out between the circles, Brown. Northwest in man-to-man defense. Brown pulls up, 15-foot jumper right side, nothing but net. Tough start to this second half for Northwest, down 26-21. Batch yet to score in the second half. Kurth to the left wing. Out front, Doherty. Back to Kurth on the left side. He'll go over free throw line, finds Welty off the right side. He'll drive through the lane. The runner blocked away by Kirksey as they fight for the ball in the corner. Foul coming up on Northwest.
Well, he liked to drive there in the aggressive part for Welty that tried to find his way into the paint. Just didn't take up quite strong enough and got that one blocked away.
Picks up his second foul going for the loose ball. Each team whistled for one team foul in the second half. Northwest down by five. They trailed by as many as 10 in the first half. Early moments of the second half. Brown between the circles. Harper looks left side. Nixon. Cats have won the last three meetings between these two teams. Most recently in the Central Regional in Sioux Falls a couple years ago. Out front, Brown. Guarded by Doherty. Checks off on him. Takes the jumper out front. Rims out right. And the rebound Kirk for Northwest. Cats trailing 26-21. Kirk will walk it across midcourt as Northwest goes from our right to our left in this second half. Free throw line Doherty, left side Wittes, out front Kirk. Drives the lane, runner inside, misses off the left side, and the rebound pulled down by Krieger. Cats cold to start the second half. 26-21, Northwest trails. Brown between the circles, dribbles left side. Lots of low post left. They try to post up with Kurth. Stepping back, taking the jumper from 17 is Cameron Kirksey. He has 4 points. He came into this game averaging 16 a ball game, and it's a 28-21 lead for the Mavericks. Again, a slow start to the second half for Northwest after opening up cold from the field. Doherty at the free throw line will drive the lane. The runner at the left hand banks it too hard, and the rebound Nixon for the Mavericks. Alec Brown dribbles down the right side, line to the right wing. Crossover dribble, spins down the lane right side. Fadeaway jumper over Kirth is good. And Minnesota State is red hot to start the second half as they lead 30-21 over Northwest. 16:51 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
30-21, the Mavericks on an 8-0 run to start the second half. They lead at Northwest Missouri State. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest with the inbound, facing some full-court pressure as they trail 30-21. Wittes into the front court right side as Minnesota State backs off now into the 2-3 zone. Wittes on the right wing. Cats to use a bucket. This trip down as Wittes tries all the way to the basket, misses the layup too hard, and the rebound pulled down by Nixon for the Mavericks. Gives it to Brown. Minnesota State in this second half going from our left to our right in their purple traveling uniforms with the white numerals. Northwest in the home white with the gray numerals trimmed in green. Bounce pass left side. Kirksey turns, jump over Kurtz, a line drive, hangs on the rim and then falls in. Boy, they're getting everything to roll here.
They're getting all the rolls in the first half. The Bearcats had about 5 buckets that went halfway down and popped back out.
32-21, Northwest trails. Kirth down the lane to the right baseline. Dribbles to the right sideline. Out front right for Wittes. Now to Kirth on the right wing. Wittes cross court left Welty. Pinned out left side at the elbow left for Doherty. Quick touch pass Welty. Right side Wittes. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Now Doherty through the lane. Spins right and it's stripped out of his hands. And it is picked up by Harper for Minnesota State. 32-21 Northwest down. They've yet to score in this second half. 15:39 left in the game. Brown out front. Dribbles left side, chased by Kirk. Dribbles back right, tries to go baseline right side for Kirksey. Burns takes the jumper from 16. It's good. They are not missing in the second half.
No, they're not on a 12-0 run that right now to start the second half.
34-21, Northwest Missouri State trailing. While they're not missing, Cats aren't hitting. Right side, Welty out between the circles. What is his pass? Tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Harper got a hand on it, chased it toward the scorer's table, and we have a break in the action. 15:09 left. It's Minnesota State 34, Northwest Missouri State 21. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving Nottoway County residents and employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. The credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Northwest trailing 34-21. The Bearcats with the ball coming out of the timeout and a foul as Doherty tries to make a move on Kevin Krieger at the baseline. And Krieger will pick up the foul. That will be his third foul. The second half, Northwest 0-5 from the field, and Minnesota State 6-7. Northwest down 34-21. Krieger goes to the sideline, and Chris Kendricks back in the game for Minnesota State. Inbound lobbed out front to Doherty from Endell. They swing it right side. Hawkins on the wing. Checked in during the timeout. Now to Endell, left side. Again, trying to looking at that 2-3 zone. Endell finds cutting the baseline. Hawkins lays it up and in off the right side as he went off the right baseline.
Well, nice take and a nice dish there by Chris. And Ryan had a nice heads-up play to get in there and force his way in. The Bearcats try to shift momentum here, down by 11.
34-23 off the right side. Nixon lobs it into the lane and a foul. Doherty trying to go up with that pass. He was fronting Kendricks. Kendricks came down with a pass in the lane. Unfortunately, Doherty picks up the foul. That will be Brett Doherty's first foul. And this will get Minnesota State to inbound baseline right. Charlie Brown, the former Missouri Southern player, lobs the inbound right side for Kirksey to the free throw line left. Kendricks and a foul. Looks like this is going on underneath the basket. And the foul will be on Northwest. Bryant Hawkins picks up his first foul. Team's third. Mavericks been whistled for two in the second half. Inbound Brown out front toward the elbow right side for Kirksey. And now whistle away from the ball as Kirk falls to the start to fall to the floor in the lane. And unfortunately, Xavier will pick up the foul. That's his second.
Yeah, they're calling a hold whenever Xavier, as you mentioned, slipped and fell. Was about 5 feet away from him. Coach McCollum asking for an explanation on that play.
Fourth team foul. Mavericks inbound baseline left for 20 seconds on the shot clock and 14:26 left in the game. Brown out front. Northwest trailing 34-23. Left side Anderson drives down the lane right. Now to Kendricks. The three won't go. Rebound for Endell trying to block out Kirksey. And I think Kirksey will pick up the foul. The ball went out of bounds. Kirksey will pick up his second foul.
A good hustle play by both sides there going for that one. Chris able to get a good enough of a box out to get the foul, and that'll be team foul number three on Minnesota State.
Eric Kruger getting ready to check in for Minnesota State. Brother Isaac Kruger coming in.
I think Kirksey's still down on the ground talking to the trainer.
We're at the end of the Minnesota State bench. 34-23 Northwest trails. 14-12 left in the game. Is a one-point contest at halftime. Northwest down 22-21. As Anderson nailed a three right as the buzzer sounded. Before that, Northwest had a lead coming back off of a 14-0 run to take the lead after trailing by 10 early. On the left side, Indow to the free throw line, to the top of the key. Left side, Kerr thought about the three. Instead, goes with the dribble and finds Indow front left. He'll take the three. Got it. Second three of the game for Indow. 34-26 Northwest down.
Well, hate to see Xavier Kurth pass up an open three-point attempt, but got the ball in the hands of Tris, who is starting to feel it.
High post left side. Kendricks now to Kurth between the circles. Hands off for Brown. Dribbles left side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Steps inside the arc, takes the jumper, and knocks it down. Charlie Brown with 8 points. All coming in the second half, 36-26. Northwest Missouri State down by 10. They trailed by 10 in the first half. And Dell, free throw line, through the lane, finds Hawkins driving to the bucket, tried to go up with a shot on the reverse side, and it just went off his fingertips. It's picked up by Minnesota State. Brown to the left wing. Left side for Kendricks. Low left Kerr in a double team, diving after ball on the baseline was Welty. And
he got for a technical, too.
So a foul coming up as Welty hustling after it in that corner. And a foul coming up on Chris Kendricks.
I think after the play, he ended up throwing the basketball up in the air for getting that personal foul called on. Didn't think it was the right call as he and Welty both diving for that ball on the baseline. And not only does that give the Bearcats a couple free throws, but gets this crowd back in it, too.
I think it may be going on Kerr instead of Kendricks. And if that's the case, that's Kerr's first. We do have a technical. Officials coming over to the scores table to explain this situation. A 36-26 game. Mavericks in front of the Bearcats. Kerr will pick up the technical foul. So he'll pick up two fouls now. And this will get Welty to the free throw line. And Ryan, best free throw shooter on the Bearcat team right now. 97%. Hasn't been there often, but he's only missed one this season. His free throw here is good. Hit the front of the rim, the backboard, and dropped down. That's his first point of the game. Now 29 of 30 at the free throw line this season. Three dribbles. Eyes the bucket. Free throw good.
Well, hopefully that's something that can kind of spark him as well. First points of the ball game coming right there. But you look back at the MIAA tournament. Over those three games, 41 points, 11 rebounds, was 11 of 14 from three-point range. He can be a big factor if he gets hot.
He was 5 of 6 in the win over Washburn Sunday in 21 points. 36-28, Northwest Missouri State trails. They've got the ball, Hawkins right side. Free throw line, Kurth. Pivots, trying to find the cutter. Now will dribble out, and it goes to Indow left side. Shot clock at 16 seconds. Indow finds Thorny wide open underneath the basket, behind the 3-2 zone, and lays it up and in. 6-point game, 36-30, Northwest trails the Mavericks. Bearcat fans come to life once again. Brown right wing, hooks the pass out front. Kendrick dribbles off the foot of Welty, and it's picked up by Doherty in the lane. He'll give it to Indow. He takes it right to left, into the front court, left side, Welty. Cross court right with the chest pass to Hawkins, back to Welty, now to Indow, left side. He drives the lane, has it stripped out of his hands, high in the air, and it's spiked out front, picked up by Brown, and here comes Brown on the fast break through the lane for Minnesota State as he drives the lane, bumped in a foul coming up on Northwest. This will go on Hawkins, that's his second. Matt, back at the other end when Indow went driving the lane. We've seen that a couple times tonight where he's driving through and just loses the handle on it going into the lane. I don't know if we're getting a piece of that as he goes through or just slipping out of his hands. Brown for the Mavericks at the line. First free throw good. And that is the first free throw of the game for Minnesota State. Hawkins to the bench, Wittes into the game for Northwest. 7-point game, Northwest down, 37-30, a 12:05 left. Second free throw on the way, and that's good. Rounded double figures with 10. 8-point Maverick lead, and down to the front court, Welty, right side Wittes. Expires his dribble into the right corner for Doherty. Dribbles on Harper into lane, trying to go on the baseline again for Kurth. That time couldn't get the pass between a couple of Mavericks. It was picked off by Nixon. Here comes Minnesota State out front. Brown the three, got it. Goodness gracious, they are red hot. 41-30. Northwest Missouri State showing it's their largest deficit now. Out front right side, Wittes. Left side, Welty to the left wing and out. Now to Welty out front. Right side, Wittes wants the long three off the front of the rim. The rebound ripped away inside by Kendricks for Minnesota State. And we'll give it to Nixon. Between the circles, Anderson. Now right side, Brown. 41-30, Northwest Missouri State trails. Need some defensive stops. 11 minutes left. Still some time, though. Brown on the left wing. That's a drive on Welty. Stripped away by Kurth as he takes it away. And Kurth with the steal will slow things up. It was a one-on-two break. He wisely slowed things down. Now out front, Doherty. Looks left side, Welty. See if the Bearcats can capitalize on the turnover. Endow, right side, Kurth on the wing. Endow into the right corner. Low post, right side, Doherty. Out front, Wittes. Into left corner, Welty open. Takes the three. It rims out in the long rebound at the free throw line to Brown and Minnesota State. Northwest down by 11, 10:34 left in the game. Brown walks it across midcourt left side, chased by Kurth. And now a whistle and a foul coming up. As Kurth was trying to work his way through a pick, and will pick up the foul as Kamal Anderson came out to set that screen. And Kurth will pick up his third foul. Breaking the action, 10:26 left. It's Minnesota State 41, Northwest Missouri State 30. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at mozingolake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Mavericks with it now. The timeout. Driving and missing the shot off the left side was Carlos Anderson. Prior to that shot, the Mavericks 8 of 10 from the field for 80% in this second half. Northwest just 3 of 11. Cast down by 11. Wittes out to the top of the key. Pass pass low right for Doherty. Trying to post up with Harper. Kicks it right side. Welty out front left for Wittes. Wittes through the lane. Spins left into the lane. The runner good. Joey Wittes with his first bucket in the second half. He's got 14 points total. Northwest down 41-32. 9:48 left in the game as Charlie Brown walks it across the Bearcat paw at midcourt into the front court. Bounce pass high right side goes for Krieger. Left side for Anderson. Low left. They find Krieger once again. Tries on Welty. Forces the shot, and it's a pass that goes right to Endow. He got up in the air and had to do something with it. Threw it out front, and Endow is there for the steal for Northwest. Wittes set the elbow off the right side. Cross court left side for Welty. Baseline left for Kurth. Out front, Welty. Tries to go cross court, does. Finds Endow. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Low right for Doherty. Skips it out front for Wittes. Left side, Welty. Open three. Good. 41-35, Northwest Missouri State trails. 9 minutes left in the game. Charlie Brown to walk it across midcourt for Minnesota State from our left to our right. Off the left wing, Doherty checks off and picks him up out front. He wants to go one-on-one with Doherty. Down the lane right, kicks it to the right wing. Harper from three-point range, good. Every time the Bearcats seem to get a little bit of momentum, Minnesota State comes down and knocks down a big bucket.
Back within six. Needed a huge stop there, but you're right. That was a huge shot.
Left side, Indell squares up. He wants a three. He got it. Put the pass from Wittes, and Indell off the left wing. Makes it a 44-38 game, Northwest in. Charlie Brown into the front court, left side. Out top of the key. Guarded by Dort again, down the lane right. He goes, bump, misses the shot. Wittes with the rebound. He'll give it to Indell for Northwest. Crosses midcourt right side. Between the circles, Wittes. Left wing, Welty. Baseline left, Kurth. Buys the baseline. Kicks it back out top for Wittes. Left side, Welty to left baseline. Expires his dribble. Back out to Wittes in front of the scorer's table left. Shot clock at 10 seconds. Dribbles left of the lane. Expires the dribble. Cross court right and down. End of lane for Doherty. Touch pass right side. Kurth wants the three. Up in front of the rim. The long rebound chased into the left corner by Brown for for Minnesota State. 44-38. Northwest down. Again, another big defensive stop would be in here with 7:30 left in the game. Brown dribbles to the right wing. Steps back between the circles. Gets it to Krieger. Left side, Anderson. A little trouble with the dribble. Welty picks him up. Shot clock's at 5 seconds. On the left for Krieger. Now Anderson, free throw line, spins with 1 second on the shot clock. Fade away, hits the front of the rim, and Alvin the rebound and down for Northwest. He'll gallop across midcourt, left side for Kurth. Out front, Wittes right. Joy with the drive to the free throw line. Left side for Indell. Sets up. He takes the three in front of the Bearcat bench. Rims around and out. Doherty trying to fight for the rebound and reach over foul. Coming up on Minnesota State.
Well, great job by Brett Doherty. Getting position inside to where he was right there for that rebound. Bump from behind. Gets fouled. The Bearcats retaining possession.
Breaking the action. 6:56 left in this opening round game of the Central Regional Tournament. Northwest trailing Minnesota State 44-38. Back to Bearcat Arena. 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com. Off the inbound, the ball tipped loose, picked up by Wittes, left end out. Through the lane, Doherty drives in the left, won't go, and the rebound put away inside by Kirksey for Minnesota State. Mavericks up over the Bearcats, 44-38 with 6:44 left in this opening round game of the Central Region. Through the lane left, Nixon drives, banks it, misses it, hangs on the rim and rolls out, and end out with the rebound for Northwest. Wittes into the front court with it. Looking at the 2-3 zone, dribbles to the right wing, bounce pass baseline right for Kurth, rather Indell lost the handle on it, into lane, fade away, off the front of the rim, no, as Doherty keeps the ball alive, tosses it out front, picked up by Kurth. Kurth at the free throw line, kicks it back right side, Wittes from 3-point range, nothing but that! It's a 3-point game, 44-41, Northwest down with 6:05 left. Out front, Nixon. Hands off to Anderson for the Mavericks. They work a weave out front to Brown. Drives on and down. Spins in the lane. Stuffed from 12 feet out. Jumper good. 46-41. Mavericks in front of Northwest. Just under 6 minutes left in the game. Wittes with the right side to Welty. To Wittes. Dribbles to the right wing. Now will drive the lane. Banks it, misses it, and the rebound pulled away by Kendricks for Minnesota State. 5-point game, Northwest down. They're down by 10 in the first half, down by 13 here in the second half. Came back on a 14-0 run at one point in the first half, had a 4-point lead. Out front, left side, Brown. Guarded by Doherty. Fries with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Stops Potts, banks it left side, good.
Man, you think Charlie Brown likes this stage?
I think so.
Going off here in the second half, now 17 points.
Back to a 7-point difference after Northwest to cut it to 3. Quintus, free throw line, Doherty. Down the lane, right he goes. Kicks the left side, Kurth takes the jumper, and it takes a high bounce off the rim. Fight for the rebound, and Doherty on the baseline saves it, and bounce Doherty. Now to Kurth, left of the lane. Lobs it out front, left for and out. Bounce pass low left, Doherty with 23 seconds on the shot clock. Doherty trying to post up, kicks it left wing. There's Endow with a three. He pulls it down. Endow with 16 points, and it's a 4-point game. 4:28 left. 48-44, Northwest trailing, and a timeout, Minnesota State. 4:23 left, 48-44, Northwest Missouri State trailing here at Bearcat Arena. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 1-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
48-44, Minnesota State in front of Northwest with 4:23 left. I'm Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer is Creamer San Sloan. Reminder that Bearcat Basketball underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Company, representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans. Home by Sonia, providing full service interior styling and pizza ranch, featuring a daily buffet with pizza and fried chicken. A 4-point game, Northwest Missouri State down. They've never led in the second half, had a 4-point lead in the first half after trailing by 10. Harper takes the inbound to the top of the key, dribbles left side, hands off left for Brown. Now to Harper, left in front of the left sideline. Out front, Brown, as Minnesota State spreads out their offense. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Down the lane he goes. Misses the shot. Rebound out front, but it's controlled by Kendricks for Minnesota State. Shot clock out one. Launches it and misses it. Shot clock sounds, and Northwest will get it up for the defensive stop.
I don't think he realized that didn't hit the rim as it went up. Tried to dribble out, reset the offense, and it works in the Bearcats' favor.
Castle inbound on the right side and take it three-quarters of the length of the floor with 4:02 left, down by 4, 48-44.
Endow and Wittes combined for 34, the rest of the team just 10 points.
Wittes out front, dribbles right side, bounce pass, baseline right, Endow in a double team. Finds Kurth cutting through the lane, lost the handle on it, and it is picked up by Krieger. To Brown, down the lane right side, misses the shot, rebound to Hawkins, but they're going to call a block foul on Northwest as Quintus trying to slide under on the play defensively will pick up the foul. That'll be Joy's second foul. 3:45 left. Northwest down by 4, 48-44. As Charlie Brown goes to the free throw line where he's 2-for-2 this evening. 80% shooter on the year. Minnesota State, a pretty good free throw shooting team as well. Free throw rims out. Minnesota State this season, 76.2% at the line. That's fourth in the Northern Sun. Cats down by 4. Second free throw by Brown. Rims out, misses them both. And the rebound in down for Northwest. Cats with a chance to cut into that 4-point deficit. and down. Out front, Doherty. Left side, Kurth to the left wing. They get it for Hawkins. Right side, Wittes. With the left-handed dribble out front. Pulls up at the free throw line. Right side and down. Now to Doherty. Doherty down the lane off the right side. Spins underneath the bucket. Lost the handle on it. It will go out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest. Nice spin move, but just couldn't hold on to it as he spun away from Kendricks, and it goes off of Kendricks out of bounds.
He got to work quick, too. Just 5 seconds remaining on this shot clock as Ryan Wilkie checks in.
Takes the place of Hawkins. And down, along with Wittes, Doherty. Also, Kurth. Inbound left corner for Welty. Welty down the lane left. Fadeaway is off the rim. And the rebound put away inside by Kendricks for Minnesota State. Still a four-point game. Northwest trails 3:08 left. Into the front court, Charlie Brown. Right side for Kirksey. Left for Kendricks. Now right wing, Brown. Guarded by and down. Dribbles back near the scorer's table off the right side. Doherty comes over to check off on it. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Brown wants a pull up. Takes a jumper inside the arc. It's good. He's got 20 points, and it's a 50-44 game. Northwest down with 2:40 left. Wittes off the right wing to the free throw line. Through the lane to the bucket. Banks it and hits it. 19 points for Wittes. Back to a four-point game. Northwest trailing 50-46. 2:32 left. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Bearcats trail 50-46 to Minnesota State. Bearcat basketball underwritten by Bomley Auto, located at the 5 Mile Corner. Wash Optometry, providing eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. And Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit. Brother Steve and Dan Miller. Mavericks will have the ball. Northwest down 50-46. 2.5 minutes left in this opening round game of the Central Regional at Bearcat Arena. Cats could use a defensive stop as Charlie Brown dribbles off the Bearcat paw at midcourt. Guarded by Endow out front. Now to left wing, steps back, top of the key, free throw line, down the lane right, he drives, and a foul coming up on Northwest as Doherty came over on the checkoff. And for Brett, picks up his second foul, stops the clock with 2:12 left. Northwest down 50-46, and a 1-1 opportunity at the line for Charlie Brown, who uncharacteristically missed his last two free throws.
Well, even for as good of a free throw shooter as he is, not a bad foul there for Brett Doherty. He's been so good at hitting those step-back jumpers throughout this second half, you might as well make him run up the line.
And he knocks down the first. 51-46, Minnesota State. 2:12 left in the game. Winner moves into the semifinals tomorrow evening. Brown's second free throw is good. 52-46, Northwest down. Cats need to score quickly here, down with 2:06 left. Wittes, top of the key. Dribbles right side. Now down the lane. Pulls up his dribble. Out front for Hawkins. Thought about the three. Now to Kurth. Shot clock's at 14. Hawkins out front. Misses the shot. The rebound into the lane. Pulled away by Brown for Minnesota State. Cats have played without Justin Pitts, who suffered that foot injury Sunday afternoon in the championship game of the NIAA tournament. Brown out front near midcourt with the dribble. 1:38 left. Northwest down 52-46. Brown double teamed out front. Throws it away. Chased down by Doherty for Northwest. Cats get the turnover, and Coach McCollum telling his team to get down the floor quickly. Wittes, right side, Kurth. Through the lane. Back out to Wittes. The long three on the way. Rims around and out. The puck back in the lane. Good by Indale. 52-48. Northwest down by four. 1:16 left. Brown at midcourt. Dribbles left on it now. Cats could use another turnover. Trailing by four. They go into double team out front again. Brown dribbles away from it. Into the right corner. Harper, three on the way. Good. That's a huge one. 55-48, Minnesota State. 56 seconds left. Wittes out front through the lane. The runner is on the way. Rims out right, and the rebound in the lane controlled by Kendricks for Minnesota State. And a foul in the backcourt. Vandell reaches in, stops the clock as Brown with the dribble. 47.6 seconds left, and Northwest down 55-48. Matt Tritton, that three by Cole Harper could be the dagger in this one.
Yeah, the Bearcats pulled Ryan Hawkins off to go out there and double-team near mid-court and try to force a turnover. And Minnesota State able to get a free shooter there, and credit to him for knocking down a clutch three-pointer.
Charlie Brown to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1 with 47.6 seconds left. One dribble, free throw on the way, good. Boy, he has come up big in this second half. All of his points coming in the second half. He has 22. He's 5 of 7 at the free throw line. Makes it a 56-48 game with 47.6 seconds left. Second free throw, good. 57-48, Northwest down, 47 seconds left. Wittes free throw line through the lane, stops, goes left side, Welty. Now to Endell. Endell drives the lane as he does. A little hand check out front by Harper. Stops the clock with 40.2 seconds left, and we'll get Endell to the free throw line. 57-48, Northwest trails as Ryan Hawkins enters the game. Welty to the sideline.
So far, Endow 11 points in the second half alone and has played well here. It's just too bad some of these late possessions down the stretch, they haven't got it back to his hot hand, but a chance to hit some free throws here.
First one good. 18 points for Endow. 57-49. Minnesota State on top of Northwest. 40.2 seconds left in this Central Regional opening round game. Endow's second free throw. Good. So he steps up, hits two big free throws. Full court pressure out of Northwest. And a whistle as they got the inbound to Kendricks, whose foul stops the clock at 38.1 seconds left. Gordy with his third foul and 10th team foul. So they'll shoot two at the other end for the Mavericks. And this will send, so he goes to the line here. It looks, it will be Chris Kendricks. He's a good free throw shooter, 81% this season, and he gets there an awful lot, 83 of 102 as he steps to the free throw line. He's been held scoreless this evening, so he averages 12 a game. But he steps the line with a couple big free throws for the Mavericks. Sides, shoots, and hits. Welty in. Gordy to the sideline for Northwest. It's an 8-point game. Northwest trails 58-50 with 38.1 seconds. Left in this one. Second free throw on the way. Good. So two big free throws by Kendricks. 9-point game. Inbound. Nearly stolen. It goes out of bounds. Diving after that was Kendricks for the Mavericks. So Northwest again with a chance to inbound with 37.3 seconds left. So look at some full court pressure here. Now the officials want to come over and review this play at the scorers table. And as they do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Seconds left, 59-50. The Mavericks in front of Northwest. A reminder that today's game underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing. Northwest Cell carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. And Gardner Family Dentistry, specializing in the treating of the whole family, along with Tri-State Ford Lincoln and Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep. 37.3 seconds left. Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Northwest down by 9, 59-50. The defending national champions, with their backs up against the wall, as they will inbound here. Hawkins gets the inbound to Kurth, and he'll race down the floor, right side, into the right corner and down. Wants the three. It takes a bounce off the rim. Fight for the rebound. Welty keeps it alive. That is picked up off the left side by Minnesota State. Controlled by Krieger, who's fouled. He'll go to the line with 25.5 seconds left. And looking more and more like the Bearcats season coming to a close.
You know, you got to credit Minnesota State. If you would have told us before the game it'd be a game played in the 60s, 50s, by the time the final score rolled around, you would say Northwest all the way. When you look at Minnesota State, a team that scores a lot, doesn't always defend too much, but the Mavericks came in, played well, hit shots down the stretch when they had to.
Krieger going to the free throw line, an 84% shooter. Shoots two. First one rims out. Cats get a bit of a break here, but there's just 25.5 seconds left. And now goes to the sideline. Gray Starzl to check in as Coach Ben McCollum clears the bench here. Bearcat fans coming to their feet and cheering this very special Northwest team. Now Xavier Firth, a senior, going to the sideline as well. Fred Doherty coming back into the ballgame. Multi go to the sideline. This is an opportunity for the fans to give Doherty a round of applause as well. 9-point game. Mavericks in front of the Bearcats, 59-50. Krieger's free throw is good. And now Northwest will inbound. But we have another stoppage of play to allow Coach McCollum to make another substitution as Kirk Finley getting ready to come into the game, and he'll take the place of the senior Brett Doherty. 25.5 seconds left. Inbound comes to Wittes for Northwest. Into the front court right side. Goes through the lane. Finds Hawkins, a jumper from 14. Short rebound on the baseline, controlled by Brown in the Mavericks. With 15 seconds left, Bearcats will allow the Mavericks to dribble this one out as Charlie Brown takes him to the front court off the right side. Minnesota State coming in on the Bearcat home floor and will come away with the win in this opening round of the Central Region as the clock will wind down, and that'll be it. Minnesota State with a 10-point win over the Bearcats. 60-50, the final score as the Mavericks move into the semifinals, and they will play the winner of the matchup coming up next between Southwest Minnesota State and also Missouri Southern. So that's coming up next here at Bearcat Arena. Bearcats, another great season coming to a close as they will close out their year at 27-4. Minnesota State, the 8th seed, knocks off the top seed of Bearcats. Mavericks, see their record improved to 23-9. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 2-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestine Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestine and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State loses by 10 to Minnesota State, 60-50, the final score. As the Bearcats see their season come to a close, a reminder that Bearcat basketball underwritten by Pitzenberger Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents. Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville. Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart and Compass Dental. Dennis Bruce Fotto and Brian Viertaler, proud supporters of Northwest. With Matt Trent and I'm John Coffey. Bearcats see their season come to a close as they finish up the year at 27-4. And Matt, really, two halves very similar. The first half And second half, Polk Northwest just came out cold out of the gate. They were able to get back in it. Now, in the first half, they were able to take a four-point lead late in the first half. I want you to see Minnesota State on a three right at halftime take a 22-21 lead on that three by Carlos Anderson. That gave the Mavericks a little bit of momentum going into the locker room. They came out and got off to a great start in the second half against Northwest, and the Cats just couldn't get back any closer than four in the second half after trailing by as many as 13 in that second half.
Yeah, I think that three at the end of the first half, I don't think it does anything to Northwest as much going into the locker room, but I think that Minnesota State got a good shot of adrenaline and a shot of, you know what, we can take these guys on their home floor, and that confidence carried over into the second half as they started out hitting eight of their first 10 shots in that final 20 minutes of the ball game. On the other side, Northwest was, what, 0 of 5 to start the second half and just really struggled to get things going. And just couldn't quite get momentum. Used up a lot of energy to get back within 3 points there late in the second half. Just not quite enough to get over the top.
No, they just needed maybe one or two more defensive stops in the half and just couldn't get it.
A couple defensive stops, or we saw a couple opportunities where they could go in and shave the lead down to two, or even find a way to tie it up. But, you know, a turnover here and there, maybe a rush shot, and kind of those opportunities slip away pretty quick.
60-50, the final score. Minnesota State comes into Maryville and Bearcat Arena and comes away with a win over the Bearcats. And you have to hand it to Minnesota State. They stepped out and played very well.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they came out and they didn't shoot too well in the first half, but they hit some shots they needed to, hung around in the basketball game, and then you see Charlie Brown really went off there in that second half and helped them pull away, open up as many as a 13-point lead, and the Bearcats just couldn't quite recover, but they got the stops when they needed to. They forced some big turnovers, and you know, really, even though odds against them with a stacked crowd going against them, they found a way to come through and keep the Bearcat crowd quiet for most of the game.
All 23 points for Charlie Brown coming in the second half.
I mean, that is unreal for a guy to be held scoreless in this atmosphere, but then find a way to fight through and get it done. So kudos to him for hitting some big shots down the stretch as Minnesota State, even when things kind of shifted against them, it felt like they were going to, the Bearcats were going to overtake them, made the plays they needed to.
No, it makes it an interesting matchup now in the semis tomorrow for Minnesota State if Missouri Southern will come and win against Southwest Minnesota State tonight. You look at this Minnesota State team, they got a couple players from Missouri Southern that transferred in. They'll go up against their old teammate, much like Joey Wittes for the Bearcats tonight, going against his old team in Minnesota State.
Yeah, and you know, you look at Joey, finished with 19 points in this basketball game. He played well, and I think even though it was downplayed, he wanted to come out and have a good showing in this one, and he was able to do that. And you know the way that Charlie Brown finished this basketball game, we'll be going in hoping to see Missouri Southern in that one.
Final score is 60-50. Minnesota State with the win over Northwest. Back with more in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Northwest Missouri State sees their season come to a close as they finish up 27-4 on the season. Minnesota State improves to 23-9, and so far it's been a great tournament for the Northern Sun Conference. Three of the four representatives out of the Northern Sun have now advanced to the semifinal round. Earlier today, Northern State and St. Cloud State punched their tickets to the semifinals tomorrow. And in this matchup tonight, in the first game of the evening session, Minnesota State defeats Northwest. One more representative for the Northern Sun, Southwest Minnesota State, will take to the floor against Missouri Southern in just a few minutes. We're back in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State comes up short in their matchup with Minnesota State this evening, losing 60-50. Northwest fell behind in the first half at 1 point, trailed by 10. They went on a 14-0 run, came back, had a 4-point lead at 1 point in the first half, only to see the Mavericks knock down a three and take a 1 point lead into the locker room at halftime, 22-21. And then Northwest came out cold to start the second half. Minnesota State was able to jump out and pick up a 13-point lead in the second half. Northwest cut that one down to four and possibly three down the stretch, but couldn't get the stop or the play they needed to get back tied up or take the lead there in the second half. And Minnesota State with a 10-point win, 60-50, as they defeat Northwest this evening. We're back at more for you on our postgame, including our extra effort award. More for you right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at mazingolake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at rapidelitemaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena on our post game. Final score, Minnesota State 60 and Northwest Missouri State 50 with Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey. Time for our extra effort award. And Matt, we have to look at a guy who came up big, a double-double tonight for Chris Ebuendow.
Yeah, Chris finished the night 21 points and 13 rebounds, also three assists in the ball game. Was 6 of 13 overall shooting, including four three-pointers, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and a guy that throughout his career, you need a big game, he would step up, a double-double, MIAA championship, had one in the NCAA championship last year, carries it over into his final career game this evening as well.
So Jory Witt is also in double figures for Northwest with 19 points. He had three assists. Only two players in double figures for the Bearcats tonight as they came into this game with four players averaging double figures. Of course, one of those was Justin Pitts, and he was out with that foot injury. And that, not to make excuses, but that is a huge difference when you take away possibly the best player in Division II basketball out of the lineup tonight.
Yeah, a guy that really commands your attention no matter where he's at and can penetrate really seems like any defense that you throw at him, whether it's going to be a 2-3 we saw tonight or a man-to-man or whatever the case may be. And it just wasn't to be as they were able to, Justin not in the ball game, and the Bearcats have some guys that can penetrate but not quite the same way. And combine that with missing some shots and it ends up going Minnesota State's way.
A 10-point win for Minnesota State over Northwest, 60-50. Back with more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back on our post game after a 60-50 loss to Minnesota State in the opening round of the Central Regional Tournament. We're joined now by associate head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, Austin Meyer. And Austin, just a tough loss this evening.
Yeah, we never really got anything going offensively, especially. And then, you know, usually we hang our hat on defense and get stops when we're struggling to score. And, you know, we let Charlie Brown get going and really didn't have an answer for him and couldn't get stops when we needed them. And then, you know, we made uncharacteristic mistakes offensively in crucial times. You know, I looked down there and saw we had 9. It felt like we had 20 turnovers. We only had 9, but they were in timely timely possessions and key moments. And, I don't know.
Well, it seemed like in the first half fell behind where he just couldn't buy a bucket to start the game. But then after being down by 10, came back, had a four-point lead. Seemed like he had a little bit of momentum. And then that shot just at the half, a three-pointer by Anderson that went down that gave them that one-point lead at halftime. Granted, just a one-point lead there. But, boy, that just seemed to kind of suck momentum the other way at that point.
Yeah, no, that was a huge shot. You know, we sat back a little too much on it. And we wanted to be up. We wanted to be pressuring. And we weren't in that situation. And, yeah, that was a lot of momentum going into the locker room. Like you said, we had kind of gotten rid of the lead and we're playing better. You know, that first 7 or 8 minutes was awful, you know, offensively, but then we started getting a few things going and that was a pretty timely shot there right before the half.
And then you look at the second half, kind of a similar start to the half, but you just couldn't get that momentum where you got that stop or the shot you needed to get back in, either tie the ball game or take the lead as you're able to cut it to 4 and I think maybe 3 at one point there in the second half, but just about a stop or two away from making things roll there in the second half.
Yeah, and it usually ended up being Brown making a big shot, but I mean, give them credit, you know, the zone. Obviously, we struggled with it. We've seen zone before, and you know, we haven't been that bad against it. We tried to get the ball inside a little bit more, and you know, Brett struggled in there a little bit, and we just, you know, we thought we got some pretty good shots out of it, you know, but at the end of the day, at one point, I think we were 3 of 20. You know, it just kind of seemed like everybody had an off night shooting, and that's hard to overcome.
And I know you don't want to make excuses that you won a lot of games without Justin Fitz this year with injuries, but you got to feel that having Justin out there tonight would have made a bit of a difference.
Yeah, obviously he makes us a lot better. He's our, you know, our best player, you know, player of the year, all those things that go with it. But we were pretty confident going in without him and our game plan going in. You know, sometimes when we don't know if Justin's going to play or how many minutes is he going to play, how good is he going to be, it kind of, you're kind of in, you know, you're not totally sure what you're going to get. You know, guys naturally stand a little bit more with Justin because he can make so many plays. So we knew we were out. We prepared that he was out. We thought we had, I mean, we had pretty good practices, you know. Thought we had a good game plan. You know, a lot of what our game plan was, you know, going inside, pounding it, which, you know, give them credit for the zone because that took a lot of that away. But we were pretty confident going into it, you know, defensively with our size, ability to switch ball screens. You know, Brett's one of our best on-ball defenders, so we weren't afraid to switch 1 through 5. You know, Brown, you know, he hit some shots where we were probably a little too far back, and then we'd crowd him and he'd get by us. You know, he was just, and we've struggled a lot with guys like that this year. You know, we saw it with CJ Carr as well. You know, I think we have pretty good, you know, Xavier's a really good defender, Chris, you know, down the line, but, you know, they get, you know, you get teams that set screens and you get switch situations, and it was kind of ISO game, and we've struggled with that.
I know it's tough right now seeing the season come to a close a little earlier than what you would like, but when you look at this lineup, there's some pretty special people in that locker room right now, and some seniors that saw their last action at Bearcat Arena tonight.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, those are, you know, 4 of the winningest players in program history, and you can go on and on about them, not just on the floor, the type of character kids they are, community service, academically. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know, at the end of the day. It's about, you know, hopefully developing character and you know, creating better members of society. But, you know, they're all just tremendous kids. And you know, you talk about the high of winning a national championship last year. It doesn't get much lower than losing a first round game at home, and now you got to watch, you know, 4 other games in your own gym, and it was a great atmosphere. I mean, our crowd was unbelievable. They were into it. Knowing we weren't playing well, they brought us energy, and you know, we felt like the guys played pretty hard. We felt like we competed. We just, you know, we didn't do enough things right, and didn't hit shots. We gave up some crucial offensive rebounds, but now back to, I mean, you can't ask for more. You know, being able to coach those guys and just coming every day with a great attitude, working hard, you know, off the floor. We, you know, we send a text message out, there's a community service event, who can come. You know, we usually get, you know, most all of them that volunteer to do that. So it's not, we don't have to beg guys to do stuff like that. They want to do it. And it's just a really special group. I mean, it stinks right now, you know, because of what happened here. But at the end of the day, after a few days, I think we'll be able to look back and just see what these guys accomplished, you know. I think after last year, you know, the goal was to win another one. I mean, anything short of that was probably in our minds going to be a failure. But, I mean, this team won a fifth straight conference title, a third straight MIAA title. I mean, that's a body of work. That's a full season body of work. Those are pretty impressive things, but we knew what we wanted to do and just weren't able to get it done.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be satisfied with a 27-4 record. Now, again, the bar is pretty high, but still a heck of a season for you guys.
Yeah, and that's tough to do, and even more credit to our seniors. It's not easy. You know, you have a season like last year. It almost, you know, it looks like we had a down year, and that's tough. Our expectations, we want those expectations. I mean, that's what. You know, part of Northwest is having those high expectations, and we just didn't get it done.
And I know as you look at this season, a heck of a year. It'll take a while to kind of look back and see what you did this year. But again, Austin, I really want to thank you and Ben and everyone involved with the coaching staff and the entire program that really helped make our job a lot easier here covering you guys from day to day.
Yeah, we appreciate everything you guys do. You know, you guys do a great job, and it's great for our families and parents, player parents, to get a chance to listen to you guys on the radio when they can't get to games. And, you know, just you guys are all part of our culture as well, and we appreciate everything. And then, once again, just our support from our fans was fantastic. I can't say enough about them. I mean, that's what makes this place special. The crowd in here tonight, like I said, was unreal, and that's part of being able to get the players we've been able to get. Is you bring kids on campus for a recruiting visit, we go to a football game, and we see our crowd, and you take them around, and you meet people. That's why we've been able to get these type of kids in here and be successful. And it's, like I said, all this right now, trying to spin it positively, it's kind of hard because it's a sick feeling. You know, we talked about it in the locker room. I don't think there's anybody right now that really wants to do anything right now but go hide, but we'll look back and be better for it and look back at the things that this team accomplished.
All right, Austin, thanks.
All right, thanks, John.
That's Associate Head Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Men's Basketball Team, Austin Meyer. Again, the final score, Minnesota State 60 and Northwest Missouri State 50. We'll be back, wrap things up right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center, the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Losh Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm, ranch, lawn, garden, and automotive. More information is available at OrschlandFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, more at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest sees their season come to a close with a 60-50 loss to Minnesota State in the opening round of the Central Regional Tournament hosted by Northwest Missouri State. Reminder that our interview with Coach Meyer previously was underwritten by Bullen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bullen Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, unfortunately, the Bearcat season comes to a close a little bit earlier than what everyone would have liked, but still a heck of a year for this Bearcat men's basketball program.
Yeah, I mean, you get to 27 wins, you win your conference regular season and tournament championships, and all the milestones broke as well. Justin Pitts going down as one of the best players of all time, if not the best Bearcat of all time. You see quite a few guys breaking the 1,000-point mark. Chris and Dow breaking into 500 rebounds as well. And really, a senior class the last 4 years, 114 wins. I mean, that's really impressive. A lot of teams would kill for that. So what they've done, making the NCAA tournament again, you can't hang your head. It was another impressive year for Northwest.
Reminder, this segment also underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional Old World brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Matt Trenton enjoyed it. It's been a heck of a season, a lot of fun this year. Unfortunately, just a few games short of what we would have liked.
A little bit short, but still a lot of fun being able to call all these basketball games, and looking forward to doing it once again next year.
And that'll do it for our broadcast of Bearcat basketball this season. Northwest closes out their year with a 27-4 record. Well, thanks to Matt Trenton this evening and also our studio engineer, Creamer Sansloan. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.